Well, okay, folks, here we are, part four. If everything goes well, this should be the conclusion. Although I do have a part two coming up, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Let's just keep right on rolling here. Galatians chapter 1, verse 9. King James, as we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Okay? Simple enough. That's why Paul is so important, by the way. Are the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, something Paul has preached? No. Paul didn't preach those. Those were preached by 12 other apostles. So you mean to tell me that if anybody preaches the Gospels, let him be accursed? Yes. Really? Yes. Listen, it's what it says. As we said before, and he says it in verse 6, by the way, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, that's from Paul, that's what she's talking about here, let him be accursed. Wow, that is tough. Well, Paul's who he is. If you've already talked about that. NIV, verse 9. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let them be under God's curse. So, you can receive a gospel. You've heard Paul preaching to you. You've received it. Have you accepted it? No, not necessarily. So, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, you have received what Paul has taught, you've received it. Okay, if anybody teaches anything else, what I'm teaching you, let him be accursed. They say, if anybody teaches a gospel to you, then what you've accepted. Accepted? Do you accept Paul's teachings? No. Well, then you're still okay, right? No, not at all. See the difference, received and accepted. I received Paul's teachings. I honestly, I've accepted them, but that's not the point. The point is, I received them. I received Paul's teachings years ago, before I even accepted them. Acceptance has nothing to do with it. I was taught Paul's gospel. I was. Accidentally. So how did you get a hold of Paul only rightly dividing? By reading my scriptures. Genesis to Revelation. I read it from the front cover to the back, and it just made sense. All of a sudden, we're supposed to be going to Paul here. So, in other words, all these King James guys over the years that have taught me other gospel than what Paul taught to me. Well, they taught me Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I was taught back in, I can't even think of it, Jacob's life and all these different things. Great stuff to learn about, but to put it onto me as my daily walk, to preach to me what Jesus told to the Jews, which, by the way, he told the apostles not, N-O-T, to take that teaching, those doctrines, to the Gentiles. So why all of a sudden is it okay that we can hear the Gospels being taught to us? No. Those people that taught me any gospel other than Paul's to my life, according to this, it says, let him be accursed. That's pretty rough. Well, listen, if I were to go back and look at my churches that taught to me good Baptistic doctrine from the Gospels, with a little Paul here and there, with a whole bunch of 1st, 2nd, 3rd John especially, and some Hebrews, and some Peter, of course, because we certainly don't want you to, all that stuff. They were teaching me a false gospel. Let him be accursed? Yes, that's what it says. I look back at those ministries today, and they all are teaching the Gospels, but they're all teaching the modern Gospels. And yes, they are all King James-only church people. They just don't make a big thing of it anymore. One great big huge one is caught up in music and modern Bibles and this fantastic religion that's floating around everywhere. Another one down in Vegas is called Modernized. The one in Idaho doesn't exist anymore. The one in South Dakota, flaked out, doesn't really do anything anymore. I mean, none of them are sticking with Paul. And yet, I so wish I could sit down with those pastors and specifically show them the Great Commission is false. You are teaching what the modern Bibles teach because you won't stand hard on a King James Bible. You are actually teaching a religion that is based on modern Bibles. And I experienced it recently. Went down into Arkansas. I saw all these modern Bible versions all over the stores and billboards and things. Because up here in North Dakota, we don't have anything. We don't even have trees to speak of, let alone any scripture signs on anything. So my eyes were opened to false religion, what it has done to people. Churches all over the place. It's not the Bible Belt. It's the church belt down south, folks. There's no Bible involved down there anymore. It's church belt. So when he says here, accursed, yes, those pastors are accursed. Those teachers, those people. If they're not teaching Paul's gospel, we're not talking 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 5. Paul teaches salvation from the risen Savior. He doesn't teach the teachings that Jesus taught to the Jews. So if anybody else is preaching a gospel other than what you accepted, has nothing to do with it. He's preaching Paul's gospel. You've received it. You've heard it. You've got it. It's in your. The ball is in your court. Do what you want with it. I'm moving on. Serious charge in Galatians chapter 1. Okay, verse 12, Galatians chapter 1, verse 12, King James. For I received it, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Okay, modern Bibles. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. Well, we know that that's true, that Jesus Christ spoke this stuff to Paul. We know that. That's understandable. I'm surprised they say it that way, because if they do, you'd think they'd follow Paul, but they don't. It's funny, though. Modern churches probably accept Paul's teachings generally more than a King James guy. Listen, I have been a King James Bible-believing Baptist for years. I was a pastor in there. And you folks out there that are pastors or missionaries or whatever that stand on that stuff, you get more angry than the modern Bible guys, the modern religion guys. You get more angry and upset, and you shut your ears down more than the modern people. So, whatever. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ, not just from. Revelation of and from. There's a difference. Okay, let's go on to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1, for this cause I, Paul. Now, you want to start reading about the fantastic joy of understanding the risen Savior. You read Ephesians and Philippians and Colossians. I'm telling you, those are fantastic books. And they're short. You can read them every day. You can read one book every day, over and over and over. And you're going to start getting a joy. Not necessarily a happiness, but a joy. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of grace of God, which is given me to you word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. Okay, we'll stop there. Let's go back. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. NIV says, for this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles. No, it is not for the sake of the Gentiles. Remember I said earlier about the word sake? Can I find it in my previous notes? I don't know. Of course not. You think I would have marked it, but those of you that know me know that I have such a lousy memory. But it's for the sake. Here we go. Acts chapter 9, verse 16, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. This whole thing is about the sake of the name of Jesus Christ. It's not for the sake of the Gentiles. He says, for this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, he's a prisoner of Jesus Christ for us. That's fine. But is it for our sake? No, it's for the sake of Jesus' name, risen Savior Jesus Christ, his name. For my name's sake, he says. That's different. That's because of the word sake. Acts 9, 15 and 16 versus Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1. See what they robbed there? They think that this whole thing is for our sake. No, it's not for our sake at all. It's for us to get, but it's for the sake of his risen name. Okay, let's keep going. Hope that makes sense. You ought to put your machine on pause and think about that for a few minutes. If ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to youward, NIV says, surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you. The administration of God's grace? That's a verb. God administered his grace. No, God has always administered his grace in every dispensation. But this dispensation is a dispensation of grace. There's no other dispensation of grace. There's another time era that was based on grace and grace only. So if you heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, that's only by Paul. If you heard about the administration of God's grace, oh yeah, they all did it. All these guys have taught God's grace. God's grace has been around since Adam and Eve messed up. Administration of God. This gets me. Okay, anyway. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words. NIV, that is, the mystery made known to me by revelation, as I have already written briefly. Fine. Doesn't change anything there, but why do you have to change the words? It makes it easier to understand. The mystery made known to me by revelation, as I have already written briefly. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. So much more elegant. So much more magnifical is the word in Psalms. And, ladies and gentlemen, this comes to the conclusion, Ephesians chapter 3, 6 to 9. That the Gentile, King James, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs, and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. By the way, that's the mystery that Paul reveals to us, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body. Read Ephesians chapter 2. It tells you how that comes about. Fantastic stuff. And partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. NIV. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles... This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus. Sharers? I'm a partaker. I'm not just sharing it, I'm partaking with you. And it says here, by the way, a promise in Christ by the gospel. And Paul is talking about the risen Christ, the gospel of the risen Savior. And these guys, is mystery through the gospel, the Gentile, what gospel are they talking about? Doesn't narrow it down. Let's finish it up here. But King James, whereof I was made a minister, according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power. NIV. I became a servant, there's that servant versus minister, of this gospel by the gift of God's grace. How about according to the gift of God's grace? Given me through the working of his power. What happened to the word effectual? NIV, given me through the working of his power. What is wrong with having the word given unto me by the effectual working of his power? What is wrong with the word effectual? That means it works. It's effective. It's effectual working of his power. Why take that out? Unto me, King James, unto me who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Remember, he was delivered from them, but he's still with them. He's still among them, remember? So he's preaching among the Gentiles. He's part of them. Yet he's not their buddies. The unsearchable riches of Christ. NIV, although I'm less than the least of all the Lord's people, this grace was given me. Colon. To preach to the Gentiles. No, I'm supposed to be preaching among the Gentiles, not just to them. He's not some high and mighty God, high and mighty apostle above everybody. No, he's among the Gentiles. He's not just preaching to them. And then they take an unsearchable riches of Christ and change it to boundless riches. Boundless, unsearchable. Unsearchable means you can't find them. And we know enough about Paul that in the risen Savior that you can't find those riches of Christ without a rightly divided King James Bible. You can't search for them. God will show them to you when you're ready to get them, when you get into the King James Bible. Boundless riches? Boundless? I mean, you can go out there and find them anyway. Unsearchable versus boundless. And again, if you think I'm being nitpicky, what's the point? Why change any word? Last verse, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which we just read up there, which from the beginning of the world hath been hidden God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. We'll finish it up with a nice banger at the end here. NIV, and to make plain to everyone, the administration, no, it's not the administration, the verb, it's the fellowship of the mystery. It's a noun, which for ages past was kept hidden, whatever, okay, who created all things. Now look at this. Which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. King James Bible. Hath been hid in God, who created all things, by Jesus Christ. Do you realize that all you modern creationists out there who believe that Jesus, that you know, the Creator is God, God created heaven and earth, all that stuff, you follow that creationism stuff, and yet the very Bibles that you use and follow take out the very fact that God created all things by Jesus Christ. Because your Bible doesn't say that. That ought to be enough to make you throw your Bible out. But apparently it's not. That concludes this great global theft. I think I am going to have a follow-up, though. So who is this crook? And who are his cronies that's stealing all this stuff? Well, the scriptures are very clear about that. And the sermon won't be near as long as this one. So there you go.